This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I know people are grumpy. People are grumpy, and it's just going to get worse. I'm not even looking forward to the next week or two. Election night, you know, we've got a party to go to, a small party, social distancing party, and it's not a party. It's going to be just a stress fest. You know, nobody knows what's going to happen. No one knows who's going to win. We're not going to get answers till days later. In fact, President Trump said that some people might want to switch their vote for him after last week's debate. So there might, and I guess some states might allow you to change your vote if you change your mind. So some people voted for Biden, and then I guess President Trump during the debate, he believes, might now vote for him. So, I mean, there might be some vote changing. I don't know what's going on. But the one thing that kind of was solidified last night was Amy Coney Barrett is now the next Supreme Court judge. I think she's only 48 years old. Notice how I say 48 years old. Notice how now I'm at the age where I'm like, oh, man, she's just a young spring chicken. Whereas before, I'm like, oh, my gosh, everybody's old. Now I'm like, man, they're getting younger. Elena Kagan, Sotomayor, they're, you know, we got some, you know, young ladies on the Supreme Court. And Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed through 52-48. Some people, when they did their vote, they were like, oh, hell no. Some were like, yeah, I see, I'm hard of hearing. So I was like listening and watching, and I or nay, that, okay, you know, when you're in a closed room, but I couldn't hear, and, you know, and then finally you got, you know, could cut, no, and that's like, okay, that person's a no, I got that one. So I think you have plenty of witnesses, because I don't hear very well, and I'd be like, was that a yay or a nay? In fact, my husband, I fight with him all the time, because I'm like, did you do this? Yeah. Yeah or nah? Yeah. I was like, gosh, man, just say the whole word. That's why, by the way, in weddings, they go, I do. You know how you go, will you take this person to be your awfully wedded wife in sickness and in health till death do you part? Nah. Now? Or yeah? Yeah. Was that a yes or a no? Yeah. Say, I do. So you have to literally go, I do. Or you can say, oh, hell no. Most people don't want to go, hell no, because the bill is too high. So, as a result of Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed, I mean, you know, even Fox News was kind of making a big deal about it being 8 days before the election. Democrats are, you know, using the terms regret. You're going to regret this. You're going to, by the way, they just always do this. The Republicans and Democrats always make it like, you'll be sorry. Here's the thing where the Democrats are and why they have to. Oh, my shirt's on backwards. Okay, I got my shirt's on backwards. I got to fix that. When we look at politics and the election coming up, the Democrats know that the Supreme Court justice that was going to take over Ruth Bader Ginsburg was going to be a huge drawing point to the polls, drawing factor. And so what they're probably thinking, or a concern they probably have, is voters who were really, really worried about the Supreme Court might be like, well, you know what, that's done. So they already, you know, the Republicans already got the Supreme Court justice. I really don't care one way or another now. I was really charged about the Supreme Court issue. So they're like, you know what? And maybe I don't have to go to the polls. So what the Democrats have to do is say, guys, no, still stay with us because we're going to pack the courts. All right, we're going to pack the courts. You have to vote us in because this isn't over. The nomination of Amy Barrett looked like a the Supreme Court is a non-issue. And when you're talking about the polls and millions of voters, many people are very charged about what the court's going to look like. So, of course, the Democrats are going to still say, we're going to pack the court, we're going to pack the court. Now, can they effectively do it? Well, if they hold the presidency, if they hold the White House, if they hold the Senate, effectively they could. But then what does that look like? So what happens is if Biden becomes president, then he leaves office after a few days and Kamala Harris takes over, depending on what the heck they're all planning. And the Senate, you know, turns blue and they decide, okay, well, we're going to add, you know, if there's a 6-3 majority, and John Roberts isn't really conservative, he kind of goes back and forth, but if they believe there's a 6-3 majority, we're going to add 4 more justices. Okay, well then, now you're at 13. So what's the next? So then what? When the Republicans come back in, they're going to add another 4. I mean, what are we going to have? We're going to have like a football team of Supreme Court justices? You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, of course, whoever gets into power tries to hope that they're the only ones that are going to remain in power. So if the Democrats do win, you know, and they can, you know, change voter laws and change districts and all that, there could be that potential that they're in power for a long time, and then packing the court that, you know, that first term might allow them that longevity. The thing is, you know, when FDR tried to do it, it wasn't that popular. So now all of a sudden, you know, it's all about packing the court. Mind you, I'm very, very concerned about our judicial branch, but I'm also concerned about the legislative branch and our executive branch. So for me, I would really rather see some concentration on the stimulus bill, on the economy, on what we're doing with COVID. But I get to a lot of people, it's, you know, where the Supreme Court leans and how they lean on issues with the ACA and abortion and, you know, a bunch of the other cases. I think there's one that has to do with a Catholic school and I think healthcare. So I get it's, you know, it's a very politically charged issue. So the Democrats are going to promise to pack the court. That's just a no-brainer because they need to make sure people aren't, oh, it's over. They need to keep their base charged, just like the Republicans. Now, what about the regret? You know, are Republicans going to regret this? Republicans and Democrats, they never seem to regret certain moves. You know, they regret things they say. Maybe these politicians regret who they might have slept with. Maybe they regret who they took lobby money from. But I don't really see there's going to be regret. You know, when you tell the GOP party that they're done for, that they're not going to be back in the White House for a long time, they had nothing to lose. So I don't really see them having regret. But, you know, do I think the Senate Democrats, if they take over the Senate, they're going to make the GOP's life miserable? Yeah. And that's why politics suck. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So when we all kind of got a crash course in polyclonal antibodies when we were discussing Regeneron and what President Trump got for his COVID course, and we talked about how polyclonal antibodies, you can't make them in the lab per se. You need animals. We'll use chickens, goats, guinea pigs, hamsters, horses, mice, rats, sheep, especially rabbits, you know, for these experiments and for the productions of our cures. But, you know, there's unfortunately, you know, there's the topic of, well, you know, the animals. What's happening to the animals? And so joining us today is Dr. Chandra. I'm so excited. She's Vice President of Laboratory Investigations for PETA. And Dr. Chandra, thank you so much for joining us because we really, really appreciate all you do.
Oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, the shoe is on the other foot. I so appreciate you, and I appreciate this opportunity to chat with you this morning.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's, you know, we understand we have these advancements, and it looks like we are at lightning speed trying to come up with, you know, more cures. And, you know, we kind of forget, or we don't speak about who, you know, who's kind of taken the losses for that to happen. And, you know, you're here to, you know, kind of champion the rights of animals. You know, tell us some of the work that you're doing.
Sure. Well, yes, I am definitely here to champion the rights of animals. I've been working for PETA since 2003, so a little bit more than 17 years. And like most Americans, I care deeply about animals. I don't want to see them suffer. And like most Americans, I have family members who are suffering, and I want to see cures and treatments for them. And luckily, these two interests, caring about animals, caring about people who have disease, are, you know, strongly aligned. That whereas in the past we have used animals extensively to find cures and treatments, increasingly we're seeing that using animals doesn't help human beings. And luckily, because of groups like PETA and others, there's been a lot of investment made in non-animal testing methods and research methodologies, and those are coming online more and more and really replacing experiments on animals that are cruel and painful and deadly. So it's sort of like everybody wins when we get away from experiments on animals.
Yeah, you know, and I find it frustrating when I'll, you know, talk to my listeners about a study and an advancement, and then at the end of the study, when they discuss limitations or when the article discusses, well, you know, this was done on rats or this was done on monkeys, so we still can't, you know, extrapolate or, you know, project that onto what that would do for humans. You're like, you did all that, and we still don't know if it's going to work on humans. So, you know, you wonder if a lot of the research gets wasted.
Exactly. And I think that's the word to use here, wasted. We're talking about wasted animal lives, wasted taxpayer dollars, and wasted opportunities for the human patients who deserve and need treatments and cures right now. You know, when you talk about, we don't know whether these treatments that worked on rats or mice or monkeys are going to help human beings, you're 100% right, Dr. Dahlia. There was a study that came out of Stanford University that did a really deep dive into this. It's a landmark study where the person, the people doing this research, the scientists, found that more than 90% of animal experiments that are considered to be highly promising actually fail to lead to treatments for human patients. Meanwhile, the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, says that more than 95% of pharmaceutical drugs that test safe and effective in animals actually fail in human clinical trials. And I think it's not that surprising. You know, if you or I were to get sick, Dr. Dahlia, you know, we wouldn't go to our veterinarian. We'd go to a human medical doctor.
Right.
Our physiologies are different from the other animals. You know, we are at the cellular level different, which is why you can't apply results from one species to another.
Right, right. So true. Dr. Chadna is joining us. She's Vice President of Laboratory Investigations for PETA. So, you know, monkeys. You obviously have a love for monkeys. I think we all do. Describe, and you don't have to go into too much detail because I know it's going to kind of horrify some of our listeners, but what is the experience of the typical lab monkey within a lab setting?
Sure. Well, first I want to say that there are more than 100,000 monkeys in U.S. laboratories right now, more than 100,000 monkeys, and the conditions are bleak. These monkeys are confined to small cages where they live out their entire lives. Most monkeys who are used in laboratories never set foot outdoors. They never feel the sun on their backs. They never feel the dirt underneath their feet. They have never seen a forest, climbed a tree. And so their lives are entirely artificial. You know, everything from the food they eat to the confinements, you know, that they live in these cinder block rooms, to, you know, whether or not they will have friends. You know, many monkeys are caged in isolation, which for them, being intelligent, highly social animals with complex emotions, you know, just like us, they also really struggle when they live alone. Yeah. You know, where they can't touch another monkey for their entire lives. And we see, you know, again, not getting into too much graphic detail, but what we see is that when we visit monkeys in laboratories, we see signs of extreme psychological distress. These are monkeys who are so anguished by their condition, their inability to control anything that goes on in their lives, that you see them circling. You see them, you know, rocking back and forth, pacing back and forth in their cages. And in the extreme cases, you see that they have torn out their hair because that is something they can control. So they do that. You know, they can bite at their own flesh. They do that. It's heartbreaking and it's wrong.
Can I ask you something, Doctor?
When we consider...
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Chava, can I ask you something? You know, when I've been to SeaWorld, sometimes you see the whales, their fin, their dorsal fin is bent over to the side, and somebody taught me that's a sign of distress. Is that a sign of distress when a dorsal fin is kind of, rather than nice and erect, it's kind of bent over?
Yeah, that, you know, I watched Blackfish like so many Americans and was horrified by what I saw and what I heard from the marine biologists. In Blackfish, and I've heard it from others who I know, is that the bent dorsal fin is something that we don't see in nature. This is something that only happens in captivity. Mm. And, you know, this is the issue. Monkeys, you know, they're not domesticated animals. You know, they are within the cells of their bodies. They want to be free. You know, they want to be free. They're not like our dogs and cats at home. They are hardwired to want freedom. And so when they are confined in a laboratory and all of these horrible things are happening to them, you know, they're poisoned, they're burned, they're electroshocked, you know, the whole catalog of miseries that happen in the laboratory, when these things happen to them and they're confined and can't control anything, yes, that is for them a form of torture, just like, as you said, the orcas at SeaWorld.
The orcas, right. So what are scientists doing? Like now, because polyclonal antibody research, for example, I mean, that's now huge. And they're trying to make the antibodies in living, you know, in living organisms, living beings. What is an appropriate substitute that PETA is suggesting to these laboratories?
Yeah, you know, this is something that PETA has put a lot of money into. With polyclonal antibodies, monoclonal antibodies, these are like tongue twisters like in the morning.
Yes.
But for these, you know, MABs and the polyclonal antibodies, you know, there are non-animal ways. It's called, I think, recombinant DNA, where you can do it in the laboratory without using animals. Now, PETA has had a couple of exposés of how animals are used to produce antibodies, whether they're monoclonal or polyclonal, and it's horrific. You know, the way the animals are kept, and as you said, it's largely rabbits and other animals are used as well. But basically their body cavities, you know, their abdominal cavities are used as basically a manufacturing unit where these antibodies grow. So, you know, you can imagine your abdomen, you know, growing out, becoming distended because the fluid is filling up in there.
Absolutely.
You know, that's
absolutely
what's going on. And then they drain the fluid. But this can be done in laboratories, and PETA's invested a lot of money, you know, working with scientists in laboratories to develop these alternatives, which are actually better because in facilities where animals are used, you can have a lot of contamination. That's a huge issue for the industry. And so this non-animal method reduces contamination and means you can get better results.
Thank you, Dr. Chanda. How can people find more information?
Come on and visit us at PETA.org. That's our website, PETA.org. And you can join our campaign to urge the National Institutes of Health to stop
the letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett is now Justice Barrett on the Supreme Court.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the democratic republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it.
After the nomination, Democrat leaders started to demand their party stack the courts if they take power on November 3rd. Democrat VP nominee Kamala Harris tweeted this: "Today's Republicans denied the will of the American people by confirming a Supreme Court justice through an illegitimate process, all in their effort to gut the Affordable Care Act and strip health care from millions with pre-existing conditions. We won't forget this." USA Radio News. Over 30 police officers injured. One is in the hospital after being run over by a truck. Unrest in a West Philadelphia neighborhood after a police officer-involved shooting kills a man coming at them brandishing a knife. It all started Monday afternoon when a call for help sent the officers to the scene. 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. was having an altercation with another man. Mr. Wallace turned his attention to police and was approaching officers. He was commanded to drop the knife, but didn't, according to police. Officers began to retreat. The suspect continued at officers and was about 10 feet away, ignoring commands when police opened fire. One of the officers then rushed Mr. Wallace to the hospital, where he later died. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw, at the scene talking with the community, was captured on a Twitter feed.
I'm here to listen. I don't have answers for what happened today, but, you know, I understand.
Philadelphia police say both officers involved were wearing body cameras and are on administrative leave. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I'll go shopping, or I'll go into a restaurant, or I'll, you know, maybe go get, I don't know, walk into a gas station or something. And there's somebody there with like a little gun. And they say to, you know, freeze, right? To hold it. And to stand still. And then they put something towards my forehead. Now, this happened back in the 1960s when my grandfather was held up, gun pointed at his head when he was robbed. he would probably be like, okay, I'm going to die. Instead, it's a scene we see in 2020 all the time where, oh, we're going to freeze. We're going to stand there, let somebody stick something up to our heads, and we're smiling while we do it. And then they go, okay, you can leave. Now, we're trusting that what people are putting up to our foreheads is a benign object. It's just a thermoscan. It's an infrared thermometer. I'll explain how they work. But, you know, kids, especially these Generation Alphas, okay, they're watching older brother play GTA. They're watching dad watch John Wick reruns. Meanwhile, here's a mom allowing some random stranger to point a gun-looking thing at her head. But nothing happens to mom. Mom's fine. You could point a gun-looking thing at your mom or at your dad while he's driving up to get a test, sticking his head out, having something stuck in his head, and they're fine. Do you guys see the problem with that? I just get nervous. Now, luckily, my kids are older. Right? They're older kids. And so, you know, we went out to dinner for my son's birthday. And so, you know, the gentleman goes, okay, yeah, you know, stop. We need to scan you. And I don't know why I smile. I like pose. It's like a camera. I don't understand that. Well, there's two things. One was like some sort of a thermoscan where you have to stand in front of something and you have like the blue and the green and the yellow and the red lights, you know? And so I'm like, you know, oh gosh, you know, he's going to see all of you. And I'm so worried they're going to look at the IUD and, you know, the IUD is going to be like, you know, like, I don't know, gray or, you know, necrotic or something like that. I'm still good for a couple years with an IUD, but everything else is just really, really vibrant, you know? And the breast area, that was like red hot. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I like posing. I was like, hey, you know, my kids are like, hey, mom, you're done. I'm like, no, I'm on camera. I love being on camera. Mom, leave. And then somebody goes and sticks something right at your head, and I'll lean in and I'll smile and I'll like, and I'll freeze. You know, and I'll pose, and I don't understand. I should be freaked out with what my family's gone through. I mean, my father was in the military. You just don't let somebody come up to you with something pointing at your head. Some of the little thermoscans are cuter. They're a little smaller. I forgot to bring some to show you guys, even though it's radio. You wouldn't have been able to see it anyway. You know, and some of them look like little ear scans, and we've been using them for a while. But what really hit the shelves and what was really popular is the one that just looked like guns. And I wrote an article on this. It's on my Twitter and my Facebook. But, I mean, they look like laser zappers. In fact, one of the images I put up almost looked like something that if you were back in the 1950s, you would have expected that to be what the future would look like if an alien was going to try to suck out your brain, because you just see people all masked up and in hazmat and sticking something at your head, and you're like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. It's just a scene you would have just never expected, and now we do it, you know, in 2020. So what are these infrared thermometers? Now, all right, in the olden days, we're talking olden days, okay, well, mom would just kind of, you know, feel you. In fact, they did a study. They were mommies. Okay, there's a big difference between mom and a mommy, you know. Mommies, I mean, we know everything. You could smell a fart and know exactly who did that. You know, we mommies are really, really in tune to what's going on. It's a shame we have that gift. I prefer to have other gifts, but that's the gift we have. Even the animals, I could tell who farted in my, I mean, you just get that mommy instinct. But, you know, we used to just, okay, if you're warm, you're warm. You got a fever. Done. Then we got more accurate. So we started to stick things up your tushy. And you had rectal thermometers because they found that the closest internal temperature wasn't the mouth because you have saliva and you got air and things that are cooling it down, but it's the rectum. So we used to have to, and still even with babies, we would stick things in the rectum. Okay, the problem is the kids tighten up, they break, the mercury gets all over their tushies. They're like, you know what, let's not do these anymore. So then they came out with like the ear scans, and those were like, you know, we always kind of told parents, they might be off a degree or two. And then they came up with, they did have the under the tongue, and the, you know, under the tongue, it's warm down there, and we would say, okay, the rectal temperature would be a little bit more accurate by a degree, but under the tongue works. But people talk. Every time I would get my temperature checked, and it's under my tongue, you know, I talk, because it's a long minute. And I say, how are you? What's going on? Oh my gosh, you know, you guys are so busy here, you know, like, Dr. Dad Wax, can you be quiet? Let's get your temperature. No, but I want to see, you know, and then I don't like the way it feels under my tongue, and it starts to gag, and so it doesn't work. So they came up with this technology. It's an infrared technology. It's been around a while. I think Thermascan is like the name of a brand that we use with ears, but they have tons of different infrared guns. Where basically what happens is it filters it when you're hot, okay? Your molecules give off heat. And it uses infrared to sense that. It has a little thermopile, and the thermopile picks up the energy from those molecules and that heat. It converts it into electricity, and then the electricity is able to be turned around and then give us a reading of like 98.6 or, you know, 99, whatever. We usually don't call you having a fever until you're 100.4, but I've always had a little issue with that because I always run low. So when I'm 99, I am like burning up. I mean, I feel like I've been, you know, stuck in the Sahara for like 3 weeks when I'm 99 degrees. So, you know, I usually tell patients, look, if it's warmer for you, you know, I'm going to call it a fever, right? You know, or you're feverish. We also might use the term subjective fever versus objective. Subjective means you're telling us you're warm. Objective is what we find. You know, some people will have a, you know, cool iced coffee and then go get their temperature done, you know? It doesn't make a lot of sense. Or I'll be outside in the heat, although it's been freezing now in Vegas, but, you know, I'll be outside in the heat, you know, getting ready for like a nail appointment, and I walk into the salon, and it's like I've been in my, you know, hot car. So, in terms of accuracy, the infrared is the coolest, but it has to be done right. And the funny thing is many of them have a laser. And the reason why we have the laser is not picking up the temperature. The laser is just to help the person focus. They go, they put a laser on your forehead, and I know in 007, you would probably be like, what the hell is going on here? He'd probably shoot back. Which, be very careful, by the way, with people with PTSD. Don't be pointing lasers at their forehead, okay? You know, it's going to freak people out. But anyway, the laser isn't what gets the temperature. You know, the scan is what, and I wrote an article on this, you could take a look at that. So, the hottest point is actually near the eyes. But we don't stick it near the eye because of the laser. So we do the forehead. But the forehead isn't 100%. You know, it's something we could do. But basically, we're picking up the heat coming out of the eyes there. So that's what I heard. Okay? I didn't manufacture these. I'm not an engineer. So, you know, with kids, we've been teaching them all this time, you don't be pointing guns at other people. Don't be touching mamas and daddy's guns. Parents, make sure your guns are locked up. But now it's a game, and it's not just kids watching a game. They're seeing in real life, and we're talking little kids, parents having things put up to their head. They're even seeing or hearing a click, right, from some of these scans, and nothing wrong with that. And I know a kid accidentally killed himself a couple days ago in Texas, I believe, got a hold of a gun, and it could have just been, you know, I was looking at it and playing with it, and God, it's always so tragic when you see that happen. So I'm not blaming our thermometer guns on that, but I think we better start rethinking or maybe reshaping how we're doing our thermoscans. You know, people love them because it's hands-free. Somebody could walk in, you could get your temperature done, all hands-free, all COVID-friendly and all that, but it just, when you look, and I'll show you some of the pictures of what some of these look like, I mean, they look like toys. They look like grown-up toys. And I think kids are going to be getting the wrong idea. So I think we need to just kind of change the shape of those, all right? Sorry, I'm getting my mommy, you know, I'm being all mommy-ish now because my kids are all grown up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, guys,
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I've been taking your questions and your calls and your comments, and many, of course, are surrounding what's happening in Nevada, a swing state when it comes to voting, what is going on with the younger voters. We're here in opposite sides where you have a lot of youth that are very, very conservative. You have others that are the Bernie Sanderites that are going to back Trump. And so, you know, we've had over, what, 65 million votes cast already. Now, I don't know if that includes early voting. I believe it does. I think it believes early vote. It includes early voting. It includes mail-in ballots. Like I said, I'm very, very concerned that some of the initial numbers, I mean, it was like the first few days, they said, oh my gosh, we've had, you know, 50 million, you know, mail-in votes already, you know, put into the mailbox. And I was like, can you make sure it wasn't just a couple mailboxes that got all these 50 million votes? I mean, I really want to make sure somebody's kind of, you know, ensuring that there's no fraud. CNN broke the following down, all right, and this comes from CNN. And they discussed trends that would benefit Democrats. I'm kind of torn, you know, in terms of how to trust the polls, because, you know, in my neck of the woods, and I've even seen this from, you know, liberal reporters, they're like, gosh, almost everybody I talk to is voting for Trump. And, you know, Nevada has kind of become a blue state where we have a lot of Californians coming in. But are they the Californians that are fleeing a lot of the liberal policies, or are they Californians going, you know, I don't need to live here. I could, you know, work from Nevada and we could change Nevada. You know, one thing that you cannot underestimate is even if you or I are like, you know what, our lives will go on. You know, we're never going to win our president every election. No need to lose, you know, sleep over it or lose, you know, heart. You know, myocytes, we should be able to still move on. There's others where they are literally planning their livelihood around manipulating the vote or moving into an area where they can make something more blue. I mean, there is a force out there, and I'm sure it's on the Republican side too. So, you know, you just don't want to underestimate that there's forces at play while we're like, look, you know, we're going to just kind of go on with our lives. So, according to CNN, they say in Arizona, young voters between the ages of 18 and 29 make up twice as large a share of early voters in Arizona as they did at this point in 2016. They said those voters made up 5% of early voters in 2016, and now they make up 10%. So is it because they rushed, that group decided to rush to the polls? Is it because back in 2016, you know, they might not have been as really excited about the election, not knowing, I don't know Trump, I don't know Hillary, you know, and now they have, you know, a, gosh, I love Trump or I hate Trump. So who knows? They say voters 65 and older in Arizona have gone from 50% early voters down to 41%. So maybe the 65 and olders in Arizona are worried more about COVID. And mind you, they've had their surges as well. They say the share of white early voters in Arizona has dipped slightly from this point from 2016, decreasing from 77% to 74%. Hispanic voters account for the second largest share of ballots already cast, 15%, up from 13%. They said black voters and Asian voters have seen a 1% point uptick in each of their shares. Now, they're saying that the Democrats have overtaken Republicans this year in pre-election ballots cast so far. They say at this time, before the 2016 election, Republicans made up 41% of the ballots cast. Democrats were 37%. Now they say it's flipped. Democrats are 41% of the pre-election vote. Republicans, 34%. Now this is coming out of Arizona, and Arizona is a conservative state. So what does that mean? Does it mean, you know, many people in Arizona are, you know, disliking Trump? Does it mean that Arizona has started to turn, you know, semi-blue? A lot of young voters, maybe a lot of immigrants, maybe just, you know, changes in, you know, how people feel about the economy, you know, or is it that, you know, Republicans over the last 4 years didn't really want to be registered as a Republican? They didn't trust, you know, how, you know, the government would be and how the government would look upon them, or they didn't want to, you know, be accused of being racist or whatever. And so maybe they took their R off their name. I mean, how many people are conservative that aren't really registered as Republican, but they're registered as independent? So I would like to see with any of these, did the number of independents go up? And if they said there was a huge push from Republican to independent, you know, then you're thinking, okay, well, you know, is it that they're leaving their party or is it that they're trying to hide, you know, so they don't eventually get, you know, found and, I don't know, beat up in a parking lot or whatever. Colorado. Colorado, every voter receives a mail-in ballot. The electorate, they say right now, is younger than it was in 2016. 6% of people already voted were under 30. Now 11% are younger. They say voters to 39 also count for more of the ballots. Hispanic voters, about 8% last cycle, 10% now. The Republican share of the pre-election vote, they said, is down 7 points from a week before the 2016 election. Democrats are at about the same level. Now in Florida, they say young voters of Florida have almost doubled their share of votes cast. Voters 65 and older make up 50%. Now, that made up 50%. Now they're down to 41. So again, following trends of older people, maybe not going to the polls, maybe mailing in their ballot. And they say that Florida's young voting electorate is more diverse. Hispanic voters, black voters have increased their shares of ballots. And they say Democrats are leading the pre-election turnout with 42% of the ballots cast to Republicans 36. Georgia. Early voting in Georgia has surpassed their 2016 pre-election voting, and they still aren't even done with the week. 73% of their cast voted, of votes cast. Georgia, they say, has the largest share of pre-election votes from black voters in these key states, 31%. They aren't really saying Democrat or Republican. Iowa. 750,000 ballots have already been cast, according to Iowa's Secretary of State, surpassing 4 years ago. Republicans are roughly about the same. Democrats making a slightly larger share. And again, with Iowa, Iowa's a pretty red state. So you kind of start to wonder, you know, again, are the polls correct? Or is there a change? Michigan, in 2020, Michigan had a first general election since a ballot measure passed to allow anyone to cast a vote by mail. And the age breakdown of the voters has changed dramatically. They say at this point 4 years ago, 80% of the state's early voters were older, 65 or older. Now, they're 46%. Voters under 30 only accounted for 2%. So that was 4 years ago, now 9%. So they're starting to have a little bit of a shift. Again, not really talking much about Republican versus Democrat. In Minnesota, there has been a huge swing in age groups. 58% of ballots have been cast, used to be cast by 65 or older. Again, Minnesota's getting cold. They've already had weather changes, a lot going on there. Now the older individuals down to 38%. Now, you know, these are pretty important numbers because if, let's say, the GOP really needs to rely on the older vote and less of the older votes have put their, the older individuals have put their vote in, you know, because they're concerned about COVID, that could definitely sway an election one way or another. Now, Nevada. Nevada, 10% so far of the votes have come from young ones, my son included, because he's 18. Hispanic voters in Nevada represent the second largest share of ballots, already 13%. Black and Asian voters, a 1% uptick from last election. They say white voters' share of the vote, down to 68% from 70. They say Democrats have been steady with their pre-election ballots cast. Republicans dropped down to 34% from 38%. And Nevada was blue and went to Hillary last election. So, you know, we could go on. There's still more, you know, with the states and you know, there's, and, you know, remember, either side has to look like they have a chance to win this. If either side looks like they're done for, people are going to be like, you know what, I'm not going to risk it. And so, you know, I don't know what to take from this. It comes from CNN. You know, I wouldn't be surprised at the numbers in terms of mail-in ballots. But again, I wouldn't take it as gold because I really don't know who's been throwing ballots in the mailboxes. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Rebel. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.